time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All tickled pink with today's interesting islander. They don't come much more interesting than this fella. I've known him for many years, since I was a kid, actually. Spent many a year going to birthday parties for American Sinead and having a good time. It's Liam Dolan is here today. Hello.
Good day, Darcy. How are you?
Oh, man. It's great to see you here. Good to see a familiar face. I'm going to love what we're going to talk about here in just a few minutes. But, of course, you're an interesting islander. Thank you for getting up and coming on in here.
Imported islander.
Well, you know what, buddy? You've been here for so long now. You are the epitome of what an islander is, for sure. And we're going to unpack that here. You came to the island back in what year was it?
1978.
1978. You landed here, and it wasn't. Was it right back then? It wasn't right back then that you started the Clatter Room in the old Dublin.
No, I came. I was a young chef, and I was at the Sheraton Hotel.
Right.
I was there for 4 years.
Yeah. And then.
And then 1983, I decided that we needed a fresh seafood restaurant in Sheraton, which didn't exist. And I opened the Clatter Room, it's called then.
It all went from there.
I went from there, and 2 years later, I had the old Dublin pub.
And then eventually comes along Peaks.
Peaks Key, and I had the Yacht Club for quite a few years as well, too. And same year, I had Peaks and the Yacht Club all ended up in the same time.
Yeah.
So
incredible.
Yeah.
So basically, just the waterfront was yours.
It was, for a while. We had it for a while, and then I started the shellfish, so all that stuff all kept coming.
Yeah, well, and you know what? It's kind of been your thing over the years, right? And I mean, the shellfish is a tour de force in itself, which is just a good time. And all of those acts that graced the stage over the years, you know, everybody has an old Dublin pub story from back in the day, my parents included, myself included. Of course, some good stories, some bad stories, but that's quite all right. That's what going out on the town's all about, Mr. Dolan. We, of course, are going to chat a little bit more about the Festival of Lights and bringing it back, because I'm very, very excited about this. It was always such an event that was near and dear to my heart. Loved going down to the waterfront for Canada Day weekend, and it's great to see that you're bringing it back.
Thank you very much.
You've also been doing a lot of work on social media over the last little bit.
Have you gone viral?
That's what it is. You have become the face of the Festival of Lights, and that is a good thing. I've seen you with your microphone going around on social media. Like, this is...
Might become looking for a job here.
There you go. All right. Well, we're going to chat more with Liam here and unpack more of his story and chat more about the Festival of Lights coming back. I love it. It's such a good idea. All right. Well, more with Liam Dolan, our interesting islander today, coming up next.
The wait is finally... over! Tomorrow is the official kickoff to summer at Mariner's Cove Boardwalk. We can finally enjoy a summer full of fun and at Mariner's Cove Boardwalk.
Check out Vogue Optical's Facebook page for complete details.
It is cloudy, a chance of showers today, but we're seeing lots of blue sky here in Charlottetown as well. Clearing this afternoon, wind gusting to 40 and high of 18. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 10, and tomorrow is mainly sunny. Wind gusting to 50 near noon. Tomorrow's high is 22. Right now, it is 14 in Summerside, 15 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts is on. Dried plums are better known as what? Dried plums are better known as what? Liam knows. Liam knows. All right. You're in the draw, pal. Text me your answer, 902-368-1720. We'll have your answer and a winner of a $100 Robin's gift card coming up after 8 a.m. More with Liam Dolan, our interesting islander, coming up after Elton John. It's your song.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. Not one of those who while you're in the world.
Elton John, Your Song. It's Ocean 100. Good morning, 7:51 on a Friday, which is Interesting Islander Day for Ken Mack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. And we are joined by Liam Dolan. Hello, Liam. Thank you for being here.
G'day, Darcy. How are you?
Oh, this is fantastic. G'day, Darcy. Love it.
I've got questions for Liam.
Awesome.
Is that okay? Yeah, well, I'm going to do rapid fire and see how we make out here. I worked years ago for Liam. I was a terrible server anyway. We'll leave that there. So Clatteroo.
Liam knows.
He knows. Everyone finds their way. The Old Dublin Pub, Peaks Key, Festival of Lights. You're a champion of the tourism industry here. Visionary, really. You weren't planning to stay in PEI when you first came here, right? Way back?
No. When I came as a young gossoon, I guess, a young fella, 19 years old, I'd planned to come for a while and then travel. No idea where I want to be, whether across Canada, the States, just young. When Ireland, when I left Ireland, there wasn't a lot of prosperity, so it was pretty doom and gloom. So
yep.
A lot of Irish people were leaving then. So I arrived on the shores of PEI, and the week before I got here, my brother had broke his neck on the beach in Brackley. And became a quadriplegic, and he was a chef before I was at the Charlottetown Hotel.
Right.
So I took over his job within a few months after being here.
Right. And then stayed.
And just fell in love with the island. The island were such nice people. I was never homesick. I lived in Dublin, Ireland, which is on the east coast of Ireland, and I've come the west. And I was more homesick there than I was never homesick here on Prince Edward Island.
Hmm. So I fell in love with the island. You fell in love with the island. You fell in love with more than the island, I think.
Then I met my wife, as of today, Kim. I met her 3 years after I got here. So now we're 40 years married this year.
40 years. Incredible. And a family affair. You guys have two kids and now you've got two grandchildren.
Yes.
And Kim, like, this was your life. You were both this was your passion to the hospitality restaurant industry and your children now as well.
Both of them as well, that too. Yeah, and hopefully my grandchildren will be someday.
Hopefully your grandchildren. I had a big smile on my face when I was listening to you describe your grandchildren and your granddaughter in particular and her independence. And I feel that may be a Dolan trait.
That's what a lot of people say. Anybody that knows me and now sees my granddaughter, Rylan, they say she gets it honestly. God help her. That's a good thing for her, I think.
Yeah. It's an awesome thing for
Bad
her.
Bad for people around her.
No, it's fantastic. You said that she knows what she wants and she, you know, that sort of thing. I think it's fantastic.
I love it. All right, this is a very auspicious time for you to be here, Liam, because it's the birthday list time. Celebration calendar. You don't have to do anything. You just got a fearful look on your face there. Right? What do I got to do? No, you don't have to do anything. Just enjoy. Okay. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating today. Your name's on the list. That means that you're in the draw. You might win a bridge pass from our pals at the Confederation Bridge. Daniel Gillen, happy 41st birthday today from Mayelle. Lachlan, Nolan, Millie, and Danielle. Have a great day, pal. Bernadette Corrigan. It just says in the age bracket here, old.
Oh, my.
That's old nice. In all caps.
Yep, from your family. That's nice. Tomorrow, Colby Huggin is celebrating a 20th from Mom, Dad, Emma, and Levi. On Sunday, Leonard McCauley of Elmira, 66. Basically, he's going to go to the car show in Brudenell, and that's exactly what he wants to do for his birthday. Sending lots of love from his wife, Peggy, and four-legged son, Pugsley. Aww. Chloe Allen in Sackville, celebrating a 13th from your brother, Dylan. Claire McCloskey is 32 from Janet. James Riley from your much faster and older friend Sarah. Wow, there's a description. Cameron Collins, happy 15th from Mom, Mitchell, Brandon, and Jean Maurice. Anna McKenzie is one today from Mommy, Daddy, Jamie, Toby, and Beckett. Bryn Wilson, 21, love from your family. Becca Sears is 34 from your sister-in-law Krista. And tomorrow, Sally Painter in Borden Carlton celebrating a 65th from Dean, Lisa, Matthew, Rachel, Harrison, Jeff, Heather, Jackson, Macy, Greg, Kendra, Braden, Ivy, and Charlie.
Okay.
Great job.
This is continuing here. Birthdays tomorrow. Ingrid Pollard at Coast Tires on University Avenue. Ingrid's retiring from Coast Tires on Frotwell today.
Nice.
After helping so many people over the years, and that's from Nancy and Ken. Aletha Monahan of Charlottetown, 87 years young tomorrow. Audrey McPhail, also of Charlottetown, having a birthday tomorrow. Maya Bradley is 10 years old tomorrow. And Darlene Cooper of Reeves Estates celebrating a 64th birthday.
Tomorrow. I don't know if all those were tomorrow, but that's okay.
That's all right.
Oh, it's, well, maybe some of them are today.
It's a few days. Celebrate for a couple of days.
It's the general long weekend birthday.
Guys, Liam's here. Do it better.
Well, it's not identified. It says tomorrow, and then there's a list.
This is tomorrow. It's Dallas Galland. Happy birthday with lots of love from Nana and Papa. They say that they love you and can't wait to celebrate with you. Billy Rose, happy birthday tomorrow. Billy's in Cornwall. Melanie Leckie from Summerside Chrysler Dodge. Happy birthday, love Finley and Rusty McCloskey. Paul Molyneux, a very happy birthday. Love Abigail Marcus and Mom and Daddy. Matthew Proctor celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Wedding anniversary, Velma and Blaine McLean as well. Angela and Jeff Spencer celebrating 28 years of marriage tomorrow. Another anniversary tomorrow. Melissa and Wayne McCray in Cornwall, 24 years. Wedding anniversary again. Alan and Betty Roach and Brunel, 50. Wow. Happy wedding anniversary to you. Birthday, Jeannie McNeil turning 72 today. Happy birthday, Jeannie. Hope you have a great day and love you. And Mark Ferguson, also a birthday today.
I do believe that's roughly 17% of the entire island celebrating
list,
a birthday.
Let's
do the draw and award a couple of bridge passes. Congratulations to Carol Power and Elliot Ramsey. Yes. Yes. There you go. Bridge pass coming your way. Enjoy that. We'll have more with Liam Dolan, our interesting islander, coming up. Guys, this has been the smoothest morning yet.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
With a high of 22. Download the Confederation Bridge app and stay up to date with travel conditions. It is 14 in Summerside, 15 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
All right. Thank you very much, Ann McCray. Appreciate that. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. I thought it was kind of an easy question today. Dried plums are better known as what? And we already put Liam in the draw because he whispered it to me off air, so he got it right. The answer is prunes. Mm. Anybody partial to prunes around here at this point?
I don't mind prunes.
Or is that too personal a question?
No, I don't mind prunes. I'll just say I don't mind prunes.
You like prunes?
Well, wonderful. I don't mind prunes. Like, I would eat a prune if it were lying around.
Have you ever tasted prunes?
I wouldn't
prunes?
Go out and buy prunes, but I don't mind prunes.
So I like how you say prunes, too.
Prunes. What, prunes? It's very uppity. Prunes.
How do you say it?
It's the most highbrow show prunes? You've ever been a part of, Liam.
Like, PEI. Like, yeah, I heard, prunes? Like, prunes.
You don't see much here, sir, but I know in Europe you see a lot of restaurants that have prunes for breakfast.
Right.
Okay. Right. I did not know that. Okay, let's make the draw and award someone a $100 gift card that had a correct answer this week, and that person is going to be Sean McNeil from Charlottetown. Hey, congratulations. Yay. You got yourself a $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts. Enjoy that. More with Liam Dolan coming up next.
Hey, everyone. Solar Jeff here from Hanson Solar Energy. Does your family love spending time outdoors and enjoying the sunshine? What if that sunshine could also power your home?
Lionel Richie all night long, Ocean 100. It is 8:10. Good morning. Hanging out with our interesting islander today for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. The great Liam Dolan is in the house with us today, chatting about, well, life in general and your journey to Prince Edward Island and all kinds of stuff like that. And then we're talking about the Festival of Lights because you're trying to rekindle those good vibes from back in the day. Everybody would look forward to Canada Day weekend. You knew there was going to be some big concerts at the waterfront. It was in downtown Charlottetown, right? It was easy to get to. I love the fact that you've decided, hey, it's time to bring this thing back. So kudos to you for that.
Thanks, Darcy. But I think it needs to happen.
I do. I agree as well.
Resurrected and let's get at it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Canada Day, there's wall-to-wall entertainment happening at Peaks Key.
Not on Monday, just Saturday,
Sunday. Oh, just Saturday, Sunday.
We let that happen at the park
Right. So Saturday, Sunday. Yeah. Give me an idea of what's going to happen.
Well, the gates are going to open at 7 o'clock, and we're going to have, on Saturday night, we have Vintage, and we have Fabulous and Rich. We're doing
Tragically Hip.
Yeah, good things.
Yep, and they're well known and well loved around.
Yeah, and I think it's great. We have two icons, and then on Sunday night we have Nickelback, and we have Wannabes First. So two icon bands, and for Canada Weekend, I thought we'd start this way, and and we don't have a small budget. So let's get it started. Let's get people talking about it. But we really, really need to get it started, and let's get Charlottetown lively again here, because we owned Atlantic Canada. Back when the festival lights were here.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a shame, and nothing really happens in Charlottetown on July 1st weekend. So we can get this back, and so I'm encouraging everybody to get down there, show the support, and then maybe in the next couple of years we'll get it back to where it was.
Mm-hmm. And like festival. top shelf entertainment too. Like, these are some of the best, most polished musicians on Prince Edward Island that put these tributes together. Like Vintage, I mean, Tim and Donnie have been going for ages, forever. No, sorry, boys, that kind of makes you sound old. But
they're called Vintage.
Yeah, well, and I mean, some of the best. Fabulously Rich, Dennis Ellsworth, and all kinds of top shelf musicians. I know Greg Stapleton's also in that group as well. Tragically Hip Tunes, everybody knows them and loves them. Wannabes, Richie Bulger and the boys are awesome. And then Rockstars, the Nickelback tribute, has some of the best up and coming and really established artists right now, which is pretty cool. All right.
Well, I think it's gonna be a great time. You're gonna enjoy it. So come on down. Yes. That's my famous words.
Come on down. I do want to point out though, because for your whole for many, many years, when we go back to the old Dublin Pub, you were programming entertainment all the time, every day. You were doing something that nobody else did, in that you would have entertainment. There was musicians on the stage on a Monday night, for example, and people coming and enjoying food and drinks and entertainment. So this is, you're no stranger to this. This is who you are and what you do.
I love getting things, seeing things happen. I love promoting musicians, promoting any activity that goes on. Yes, back in back 30 years ago, we started doing entertainment 7 nights a week when we were allowed open 7 days. We had 6 days a week. Oh, we then finally got our Sunday open.
Right, I remember that.
After many battles on that one, but we did get open 7 days a week then. So yes, so Monday night could be as busy as a Friday or Saturday night. When tourists are on holidays, Monday night is the same as a Friday or Saturday night. So there was nothing for them to do. So that's why I went that time and promoted, and then a lot more people start getting into it then. But and we were one of the first pubs ever on Prince Edward Island, because when I first opened, as I was saying earlier, it wasn't allowed to call it a pub. It had to be called the Old Dublin Lounge.
Yeah, and me being can't mean, say pub.
I can't say pub. Wasn't allowed to put it a pub. So I put the sign up pub, and for many years, for a long, long, long time, I got many, many letters. You got to take it down, and I didn't take it down. And finally, they gave in, and so now you're allowed. Now we have pubs in Prince Edward Island. That was the first pub on Prince Edward Island.
Trailblazer.
Yes, yeah. Always. Oh, yeah. The old Dublin Lounge just does not have the same ring, does it?
Doesn't sound for an Irish pub, doesn't sound right, no. And I fought that one to get that changed.
But you've always been, I think, doing those things and such a champion and recognizing the multiple benefits for the island in being able to market, you know, us as an experience, the food, the seafood, the music, all of it that we have right here in our home that we want people to come experience.
Well, I guess you have to be from outside sometimes to see what you really have. And that's why I've always tell islanders, go travel. You've no idea what you got here. We have the best seafood in the world here. I mean, by far, the oysters are the best. Mm-hmm. But where you're going around the world, they're unparalleled to any place. The mussels are fantastic. But we weren't telling the story. And that's how, when I said, the best way to tell a story is create a party. Mm-hmm. So you have food, entertainment, and a little bit of drink. You can create a party. And that's how the Shellfish started, is tell the story about what we have. Because you can buy all the ads you want, but if you let people experience it, create entertainment around it. And that's how that was the baby steps off the Shellfish Festival. And today we tell the story. We bring in celebrity chefs. We bring in chefs from all over the world to compete for that $10,000 prize. And they go back out and sell it in their restaurants and talk about
right.
it. We take them out onto the farms where they grow the oysters and mussels, and we take them to the beef plant. So by the time they leave here, they're well-educated what Prince Edward food we have to offer. So we're telling the story, but we're also creating a great environment. When people come now, they want to experience the Shellfish Festival.
Right.
Incredible. Yeah. All right, we'll wrap things up with Liam Dolan coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Safe to use while operating machinery.
What's with you at your job interview? Could get in the way of that dream vacation.
Ocean 100, powered by Mill River Resort. PEI's four-season, four-star resort.
It's a little cloudy here right now in Charlottetown. Chance of showers, although we're going to see some clearing this afternoon, which is what we want to hear on a Friday. Wind gusting to 40 today, a high of 18. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 10. And tomorrow, mainly sunny, a high of 22. Right now, it is 14 in Summerside, 15 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
Shout out to Denise Bain. You are our latest qualifier with the Fly Away with Porter contest. Congratulations and good luck to you. We'll be making the draw not this coming Monday, the Monday after. So you have all next week to get qualified, okay? I see the clapping game continues here.
I just gave up.
She sells sanctuary. It's Ocean.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, we're hanging out with Liam Dolan this morning. It's been a great time. You've seen us at our best and our worst this morning, which has been fun, Liam.
That's been great.
That's not our worst.
Yeah, true enough. True enough, Jill. And I wanted to ask this because it really is a family affair. What's it like working with your kids and running a place with your kids?
It's wonderful to have your kids working with you. Some days it might not seem that way, but overall, I really enjoy having my kids.
I bet.
Yes.
I bet.
It's a dream come true. Yeah. But.
And everybody works really hard and does a great job with everything.
No, they work
and
hard.
It is a big job, too.
Yeah.
And I mean, you'd have to say they learn from the master. I mean...
I don't know what they say, but anyway, it is wonderful having them with me. I really do enjoy it.
Awesome. When I asked you off air, because obviously you've had some huge accomplishments, Liam, and huge success. And when we chatted about, you know, things that you're most proud of or that are the most meaningful, you talked about just like how many different kids have been employed like over the course of 40 years and them starting with you, 19 years old, 17-year-olds, all as a hostess, whatever, going through university, staying connected, now having kids of their own. How many people do you think have worked for you? God, is there even a number?
There'd be thousands. There'd have to be thousands. I mean, just at Peak Ski alone, and this time in the season, we'd have up to 140 employees on the payroll. So I know the years at the pub, we'd have up to 30, 40. So yep. Count that over so many years, it'll be thousands. Yeah. But it's wonderful to now see them coming and seeing their kids, and even some of them, I'm feeling old. Like I'm seeing grandkids. I'm talking to kids now, and they're talking about I knew their grandparents very well. So I'm saying, right. Oh my God, am I that old? I don't feel it. I don't think I am.
Yeah.
But when the grandkids are coming in, and I'm talking not their mothers, but their grandmothers. I'm talking about. I start saying to myself, ooh.
But no doubt you impacted and so many memories. And for like someone that has a job at Peak Ski or back when, you know, I work at Old Dublin Pub, what a thing of pride that would be. And what lessons they learned about hospitality from you and your family. It's pretty incredible.
It is incredible. And I love to go back and see these people and see how they've all moved on and going on. And we've had doctors, lawyers, politicians, every trade in the world, they have gone out into the world and done their thing. And then when they come back and I talk to them sometimes, it's very gratifying, and it's humbling that these people got there. And a lot of them come back and say, we got our start because we had to, in the hospitality business, we are the people that give the first jobs to most people.
Right.
And and they have to learn how to show up on time and have to be able to communicate some of these kids are 14, 15, 16 years old, mm-hmm. especially the really young ones when they start as a hostess and runner and move up to be a waitress or bartender and servers and all that. So it's very rewarding in my world, and it's humbling to see how well they've all done, and I'm very proud of all these people.
Amazing.
Even me when I dumped
Absolutely.
That chowder at the stairs at the Old Dublin Pub.
Good job.
You dropped chowder?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we used to have the all you can eat the buffet that was served. Yeah.
Oh yes.
Not that was the
first,
time.
Not the last.
Yeah. Definitely not.
What do your grandkids call you? Are you Grampy? Poppy?
Yeah, Grampy.
Grampy? Okay, so Grampy should say hi to his grandkids right now on the radio because that's a pretty big deal.
It is a big deal. Well, I love to say hi to Rylan and Kian.
Awesome.
Very proud of them.
Awesome. Love it. Let's bring it all back full circle. Peaksky.com is the website. All right, you can check that out and get more details on the Festival of Lights, the Peaks Key Festival of Lights, Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow and Sunday, Vintage and the Fabulously Rich, Tragically Hip Tribute. On Saturday, Wannabes and Rockstars, the Nickelback Tribute. On Sunday, gonna be huge. And as your social media has been alluding to, come on down.
Come on down, you're gonna say yes.
All you have been saying for 2 weeks straight with that microphone, come on down.
Come on down.
All right. Thank you.
Liam, you're a gentleman and you're such a champion for Prince Edward Island. Thank you very much for being here with us today.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
The Ocean 100.